Time for some new rules.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Speaking this morning, Federal Reserve Chair Ben Bernanke says America's financial regulatory system needs to be overhauled. He wants to strengthen the oversight of financial institutions whose collapse, he said, could endanger the whole economy. And he called for global cooperation.
In the near term, governments around the world must continue to take forceful and, when appropriate, coordinated actions to restore financial market functioning and the flow of credit.
Bernanke is making his comments right now to the Council on Foreign Relations. Also in Washington today, a Senate committee is taking up patent reform. Now, I might not excite you when I say patent reform, but it is an important and a contentious issue. And from the Innovations Desk at North Carolina Public Radio, Marketplace's Janet Babin has the story.
If enacted, the new patent bill would give credit for an invention to the first person who files for a patent, not necessarily the first person to create something. Small companies and individual inventors don't like that. They often lack the money needed to file a patent application first. But this issue isn't just about big companies versus small inventors. It's more industry versus industry. The new law could save companies like Google and IBM millions of dollars. It would limit damage awards in patent infringement lawsuits. But pharmaceutical and biotech firms are mostly against the changes. They fear lower penalties for infringement would undermine the value of patents. University of Iowa law professor Mark Janis says Google and IBM may get the reforms they're looking for.
It could pass. But I think we ought to stop and ask, you know, whether it will accomplish what anyone seeks to accomplish with it.
Janice says one size does not fit all, and that judges and juries should be allowed to decide patent infringement damages on a case-by-case basis. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
From the CEO of Citigroup, this internal memo surfaced today. Vikram Pandit wrote to his 300,000 employees that Citi was profitable the first 2 months of this year, that it posted revenues of $19 billion, and he's confident about the company's capital strength. At the same time, the Wall Street Journal is reporting this morning that U.S. officials are considering bailing out Citigroup even further. Still, markets seem to be liking that memo. European stocks have staged a bit of a comeback, up 1-2%. Asian shares were mostly up, although Japan's Nikkei hit a new 26-year closing low. Wall Street futures are pointing up so far after the Dow lost another 80 points yesterday. It's at 6,547. FedEx Office is throwing its doors open to job hunters today. This is the company formerly known as FedEx Kinko's. It's letting people print 25 free copies of their resume on high-quality paper to impress potential employers. But hold on a minute. The job application, that's mostly online these days, right? Marketplace's Ashley Milne-Tite wanted to know whether resume paper has become passé, and she found an answer.
Don't get rid of that paper resume. Alison Hemming owns recruiting firm The Hired Guns. She says potential employers always need an electronic copy for their database, but...
have a paper resume that you can bring to an interview. In fact, have five, because what we often find is that people will forget their resume and then they have to ask the hiring manager to print it, and that steals 5 minutes of your time.
And the companies. She says being prepared only helps your case. Peter Weddle of Weddle's Research and Publishing says anyone attending a career fair also needs copies of their resume, and they'll come in handy at networking events.
Or alumni organization meetings, or even local church and synagogue groups. When they get together, they exchange resumes the old-fashioned way with paper.
He says in the digital age, paper can actually help you stand out. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution by carrying the load of 280 trucks by rail. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
A huge gathering of American Indian businesses continues today. It's the annual Reservation Economic Summit in Las Vegas. And there's plenty of talk there about tribal casinos and Native American entrepreneurship and poverty, which still plagues many reservations. But in the first of two parts, Lori Stern of American Radio Works profiles one Indian reservation trying to lift its fortunes on the power of wind.
The Lakota Sioux call the wind their relative, constant and strong. Now they're going to put that relative to work.
Our focus is developing the wind and getting it sold now. That's our focus.
Eileen Briggs is president of Four Winds Energy Corporation. She says the tribe has been measuring the wind for a decade, getting ready for the right deal. The right deal turns out to be an agreement with Boston-based Citizens Energy to build a $400 million wind farm. Carlisle Duchino works for the tribe's environmental department.
There's been a lot of interested developers going back 8-10 years. They were wanting to give the tribe a portion rather than a piece of the pie.
But with Citizens Energy, the tribe will get a 20% ownership stake and will also collect fees from leasing land for the turbines. The project could help the tribe become financially self-sufficient.
We need hope. Our young people need to see that we have something that's moving us forward.
The Cheyenne River Reservation lies just west of the Missouri River in central South Dakota, more than 1 million acres of grazing land for cattle and buffalo. But leasing land to ranchers isn't very lucrative, and the only other jobs here are with the tribal government or the Bureau of Indian Affairs. The average income is only $8,000 a year.
Tribe ain't got the money, so you're working for $12 an hour or less.
The wind project may not be profitable for years, but it will provide jobs of all kinds and a way to retain native talent.
Well, you would need your biologist, your archaeologist, all the sciences. We have those kind of people out there, but they've left the reservation. That would bring them back.
The tribe has applied for a place on the grid that supplies electricity to South Dakota. If the plans play out, turbines could be turning in 3 or 4 years. In Eagle Butte, South Dakota, I'm Lori Stern for Marketplace.
Tune in tomorrow when Lori looks at how this wind project might change the lives of tribal members. How is the economic fallout changing your life? Let us know at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
Some days.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.